I've been talking quite a bit about particles in the air and whatever in various examples this morning, but this is a rather more serious element of it. Carbon monoxide poisoning in children is on the rise. Suspected carbon monoxide poisoning cases in children has actually risen across the United Kingdom, and campaign director for a project known as Project Shout is Rob Lyon. Rob, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey Rob, tell me about your project and why you're bringing it to attention now.
Yeah, we set up Project Shout because we were tired of hearing these cases of people being seriously affected and often dying of carbon monoxide poisoning, and they're not really being a loud enough voice to warn people about it. What we did is we've done a Freedom of Information request to really try and find out who's going to A&E with CO poisoning and whether we can then do something about protecting these people. And sadly, the cases in children are on the rise.
What are the main reasons for children being caught by carbon monoxide?
Well, children, you know, are more susceptible to any type of poisoning. I mean, food poisoning, for example, in my home, it would always, if we had something going through the house, it would affect the children first. Children's bodies just aren't as well equipped to deal with any sort of poisoning, and carbon monoxide poisoning is no different.
And is it coming from home heating appliances?
Yeah, anything in the home that burns fuel, so it could be a gas boiler, wood-burning stove, an open fire, even a gas hob. Anything that burns fuel, if it's doing it incorrectly or it's been badly fitted or goes into some sort of fault, it can leak carbon monoxide into your house.
So the call is going out for the alarms to be fitted. Are many people listening to that call?
Well, the statistics would suggest not. I hoped that the increase could be put down to that people are hearing what we're saying, recognising the symptoms, having alarms, and then going to seek attention. I actually pessimistically think it's probably the latter. I think people aren't listening to what we're saying and they're not doing it, so their numbers are going up. So, yeah, we say get an alarm. It's the only true way you'll know it's carbon monoxide poisoning that's affecting you.
I spoke one time to a gentleman who I know personally, whose family were almost lost to carbon monoxide poisoning, but for a person calling to the door. Had that person not called to the door, the family probably would have died. And it's just a reminder of how deadly the gas can be. And sadly, we've had headline stories here in Northern Ireland of people dying, some of them very young, but people in general dying, not only in their homes, but in caravans and in holiday places as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's known as the silent killer because you can't see it, smell it or taste it. So whether you're at home, like you said, on a holiday, I mean, there's all sorts of awful examples, and we do campaign all summer regarding caravans and camping, but people see what they feel is just a nice warm charcoal disposable barbecue that they've finished with just to keep the tent a little warm. That barbecue is giving off horrendous levels of carbon monoxide. So that's another thing that we advocate. Do not put that carbon monoxide source anywhere near you.
Yeah, and the symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning can be mistaken for something like the cold or the flu at the very beginning, can't they?
It's one of its biggest problems. It does present itself like you've got a very heavy cold or the flu, so you'll feel headachy, you'll have maybe sore eyes, you feel just generally under the weather. And, even if you did go to seek medical attention with your GP, for example, it could easily be misdiagnosed as the flu. You'd be sent home straight back to the source, even turn up the heating, stay nice and warm. So, yeah, it's a real problem. Only that alarm will let you know that it is CO that you're being poisoned by.
Yeah, and this is the point. It's not going to kill you the first time. It could be just making you feel sick a few times, and it could eventually kill you.
At low level, you can live with low level CO leaks for a long period of time, and it has very long-term health effects. Equally, it could be a very serious leak and it could kill you first time very, very quickly. We had an example, tragically, a little boy, that the actual CO came from next door's property, leaked through the brickwork and killed him as he slept. His mum had no idea what carbon monoxide was and it didn't even come from her property. So it can kill you the very first time if it's a serious leak.
Oh, absolutely, I should emphasise it can kill you first time, but it's not necessarily going to kill you first time. And so this is why it is vital to have the CO alarms. They're available. Are they as readily available as smoke alarms? Do they have to be wired into the electrics, or can you get a battery one?
They're as available as smoke alarms. If you went to any retailer where you'd expect to find a smoke alarm, you'll very often find a carbon monoxide alarm directly next to them. And no, they're all wired in versions available, but they're generally battery powered, so you just click in the AA batteries normally, put it on a shelf on a windowsill, put it somewhere where you're going to near the appliance, so you know you're going to be safe.
And if you've got like an open fire, things like that? Are they not going to go off? There's probably to be some form of fume coming out.
There shouldn't be. That's the point. If the chimney has been properly swept and there's no cracks in any flues, all that carbon monoxide should go straight out of the property. And it's worth having that alarm, because if there was even the smallest bit coming out, there are digital versions available where you'll actually see a reading on the screen before it gets to a dangerous level. They're equally available if you have any extra concerns.
Okay, Rob, good points. Well made. Only too happy to highlight it for you. Thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Rob Lyon, the campaign director for Project Shout. Well worth giving consideration to the alarm if you haven't already got one.